You've probably heard that city workers in Philadelphia slathered Crisco onto street poles to discourage Eagles fans from climbing them after the NFC title game two Sundays ago. And it got a lot of laughs, but all that shortening also greased a decades-old national narrative that Eagles fans are unruly. WHYY's Aaron Mozell looked into whether that reputation is deserved.
The NFC Championship game was a blowout win for the Eagles. People were pretty pumped about it. This was Frankford Avenue in Northeast Philly that night. Not far away, police shut down a major intersection so hundreds of fans could celebrate in the streets. Across the city, police only made 6 arrests. That didn't surprise Glenn Macnow, a longtime host at Sports Radio 94 WIP. He says the overwhelming majority of Eagles fans behave themselves.
Philadelphia Eagle fans and fans of the other teams in this city are loyal, hardworking, long-suffering, terrifically dedicated, ardent fans who unfortunately get lumped in with the one half of 1% who are, in fact, Visigoths.
So why the bad rap? Macnow says it all stems from a snowy, now infamous, Christmas Day game in 1968.
The Santa that was supposed to perform that day didn't show up, so they managed to pull a 21-year-old kid out of the crowd in a Santa suit, little drunk, little scrawny. He marched across the field, and some Eagle fans, who, by the way, were sitting in seats covered with snow because they had never cleared it out before the game, decided to send some snowballs his way.
Sportscasters have talked about it ever since. Putting a courtroom in the basement of Veterans Stadium, where the Eagles played before moving to Lincoln Financial Field, has also fueled national perceptions. The idea came after a raucous Monday night game in 1997.
There were an inordinate amount of fistfights in the stands. Some people estimated over 60 fights.
Now retired Judge Seamus McCaffrey presided over the stadium courtroom on a volunteer basis to deal with disorderly conduct cases. He says a lot of incidents revolved around alcohol and the bodily release of that alcohol. But now and then, things got strange.
It was the last night of Veterans Stadium. The fans all wanted a piece of the stadium. And here was this young guy from the suburbs, and he was running down the ramp, screaming and yelling on top of his lungs, and he was wearing a toilet seat around his neck. He wanted to keep a toilet seat of Veterans Stadium.
More recently, a fan was arrested before the NFC title game for allegedly punching a state police horse in the face. The incident made a big splash, even though Eagles fans are statistically better behaved than some of their counterparts in the league. A Washington Post investigation found that between 2011 and 2015, Philly averaged 3 arrests per game, a fraction of the totals at the top of the list. The Chargers, who have a zero-tolerance policy, averaged nearly 25 arrests per game during the same stretch. That didn't comfort longtime Vikings fan Jana Hokanson, especially after she arrived at Lincoln Financial Field for that late January playoff game. Outside the stadium, Hokanson says she saw a man get hit in the head with a can so hard he started bleeding. Things weren't much better inside. She saw other Vikings fans get spit on, food was thrown at her sister.
Then a few rows back from us, a guy started throwing beer cans and it hit me, and that's when I was just like, I really had had enough by then.
Hokanson and her family were escorted out of the game after the third quarter. Mark Lifton, a New York Giants fan, refuses to even try attending an Eagles game because of experiences like Hokanson's, and one he had at a Phillies game years ago. He was also hit with an open beer can because he was wearing a New York Mets hat. He also says a fan slapped him in the face, and so he figures it's best to stay away from Eagles fans.
They kind of wear their reputation as being a little psychotic as a badge of honor to some extent.
Macnow, the radio host, says there will always be a few knuckleheads who act out when there's a big sports event. And because this is Philly, those knuckleheads will always get more attention than they really deserve.
Our grandfathers carried this. Our fathers carried this curse. We're going to carry it. And I expect my kids are going to carry it forever. Oh, you Philadelphia fans. It's just the way it's going to be.
Aaron Mozell, WHYY News.